okay, and I will anxiously await the results of your test. After you've done the cal and then test check your SWR, then you flip the cal off and just use it as a watt meter. So there you go. And sometimes, you know, look, watt meters generally are, you know, they sum, you know, forward reflective power. It comes back and then it goes out, goes back and goes out, and it sums up. And so if, you know, look at what your power meter says, and if you see a change in that, you know, particularly if it's higher, that should, you know, check your SWR. You know, you may have something going on there. So once you know what your power setting is, you know, check the different settings on your radio with it and make a note. And then, you know, if you see any variation from that, then you want to check things out again. But normally you just leave it in power mode and you're all good. So, or you could leave it calibrated for a particular power level and leave it in SWR mode and watch instantaneous changes in SWR, but you'd have to calibrate it for if you had a drastic change in SWR, you'd have to calibrate it for that, whatever the forward reading is at that point. All right, anyhow, enough on all that. I'm going to get to it. Catch you later. Let me know when you have played with it and what you found. KZ8Z from W8FU.